I'm Sean Johnson in Madison, where Mayor Dave Cheslevich has been among the biggest proponents of a high-speed rail line linking his city to Milwaukee, Chicago, and the Twin Cities. Hours after the federal government announced its decision, the mayor had sharp words for Governor-elect Walker.
Walker has laid out nothing less than an all-out attack on the modern economy. With his high-speed rail decision, he has sent a national and even international message that Wisconsin is closed to new ideas and not nearly open to business.
Cheslevich told reporters that the city of Madison and Dane County were willing to partially offset the annual operating subsidy that the state would have had to pay for the rail line. The mayor says he tried to talk about that possibility with Walker, starting the day after the election. He says he never heard back.
We followed up with numerous calls afterwards and were received with an absolute blank wall. And if this is an indication of how Scott Walker is going to run his administration, I think we're in for a very long 4 years.
Cheslevich says he still holds out hope that a high-speed rail line will run through Madison, but says that won't happen until after Walker leaves office. The mayor says he doesn't know whether this decision will set the tone for Walker's relationship with Madison, the state's second-largest city and a major Democratic stronghold.
Look, if he wants to turn around and embrace a modern economy, we're there to help him do it. He's not getting off to a very good start.
Cheslevich says he's still not sure how the rail decision will affect other major projects the city was planning, from a hotel to accommodate passengers to a downtown market. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.